Child support agency. Child support you never agency. Really love me. You never really love me. Really love my kid. Never really love my
all
kid.
All you really care about is your money.
Really care about is your money.
I told you once, and I tell you again.
I love my kid, but don't make him a
don't
brand.
Don't extort me and
don't
call me a friend.
I paid last month and I do it again.
You gotta walk in my shoes.
You gotta walk in my shoes.
I gotta tell you the truth.
I gotta tell you the truth.
Never cared about us.
Never cared about us.
You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
You gotta say this. It's so funny that you gotta say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. June 25th. Just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. Today is January 30th, 2024. It's Tuesday morning at 7:03 a.m. I'm your host. My name is Sean. So last week, I sent an email to somebody at the child support agency because the last month that I have to pay or work with the child support agencies in December. Now I have a payment plan from them for every payment that I've ever made on any case to child support. And it says right on there his birthday, my son's birthday, and the date that he is subject to child support still. It says right there. So I highlighted that and then emailed it to somebody at the child support agency, and they told me this is what they responded the next, I think it was the next day. I did not get a response. I sent it on a Monday. I didn't get a response at all on that Monday. The next day was Tuesday, and I got a response from somebody at the child support agency, and it said that my child support, it cycles on the first of the month. So the payment that is due on the last month, which is his birthday, is not prorated. It's $300 like every other month. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So on your report, it says subject to child support till this day. But that really doesn't mean anything. The last month is just like the month before that. You have to pay in full. And I asked him, I was like, is there anything else that I need to do other than just stop paying? And I didn't get a response from that. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. In December 1st, the December 1st payment is due. And that is it. I'm not paying them anymore. Not dealing with them or working with them anymore. So the 26th of January, I sent payment number 11 to them, to the child support agency. So every month that I make a payment, I will be counting it down. I'm counting down the days right now that I don't have to pay that anymore. But I just, actually, I think that was payment 10. See, payment 1 was due on January 1st, or payment 12 was due on January 1st. I sent it on Christmas Eve. That was the mystery payment. So I sent that on Christmas Eve, and it didn't actually arrive at the child support office until January 9th. But that's okay. They credited to my account. So that was 12. And so I just made payment 11. Yeah, that's right. So I just got 10 more payments to go. And at $300, that is a lot of money to me. So 300 times 10, that's $3,000. I just can't wait until the last payment is made. I don't know. I wasn't told at all about how treacherous the child support agency is. I just had no idea. They just started sending notices. I did not know. I thought it was like it was like back in the day. It's absolutely not. And nobody told me. And I did not know. The child support agency is now furious. I mean, they're treacherous. They think at the child support agency, and I don't think that they really care in the family court system. That's how it gets. That's how the process gets started. But the judges and the magistrates on the state level in family courts are basically in cahoots with the child support system. Either that or they just don't care. They just do whatever they want. So when I first got a notice from the child support office, I thought it was like back in the day. I thought it was like no big deal. You know, I'll just have a lawyer take care of this. So I gave it to a lawyer, and I did not know how treacherous the child support agency is. They don't care at the child support agency at the state level or the federal level, and these judges know exactly what's about to happen. So if there is child support, like, I'm a firm believer that there is child support that is necessary, but that obligation should be talked about between the mother and the father, and they should be able to come to an agreement. The child support agency in the United States is horrible, and there are instances when you need the child support agency to help you out, but normally I would say like 98% of the time you do not want anything to do with the child support office, period. Here's the thing about the child support office, at least in Florida. This is the way it is. I don't know about other states. But ever since I have been dealing with the child support agency in the state of Florida, it's like they're from the dark age or something. All these places have, like a lot of places have instant payment methods, but the child support agency does not. I would say probably the best people that I have ever paid is Progressive. Progressive is cool because they got all kinds of ways to make payments. Unlike the child support agency, you only get one chance to use their system, and the money disappears for 2 days. It comes out of my account and does not get credited to the child support account for 2 days. So for those 2 days, it is completely missing. But Progressive is very cool because with Progressive, you can pay by PayPal, which is very convenient. You can pay by a credit card. You can mail in a check. You can pay them anytime. And as soon as they receive your payment, or as soon as you make any form of an electronic payment, they credit your account immediately. And they let you know, okay, the balance due is X amount of dollars immediately. And that's how the child support agency should be. If that you're gonna treat all paying parents like criminals, you should make it very easy to make a payment. You should make it, the child support office should make it very simple to make a payment like Progressive. They should be able to accept instant payments everywhere. If they're gonna put everything on the parents, it's the parents' responsibility to make sure that payment is made. If they're going to do that, then they need to make it very easy and very cheap. They actually need to absorb the costs of taking any form of payment and apply that immediately to your account. It needs to be simple. If they're going to have laws and make the parents responsible, they need to make it much easier to make payments. Like right now, there's three ways to make payments on my account. One way was electronically. Like when I have the money, I can send it from my bank. But because they didn't tell me, and I bounced once because I put the wrong information in there, then I'm not able to use that type of payment anymore. It was awesome because it created a record of me paying and everything. But like the only way now is that there's like some link or something you can pay your payment right then, plus a 10% convenience fee. And that amount is non-refundable. It's just happening. That's it. And the other way is to mail in a check, which is what I do. Now, mailing in a check takes forever. It takes 5 days now and cost, I don't know, like 68 cents. But whatever. That's the only way, is either that or pay 10% more. Those are my choices. And as a parent, those are the only choices that you have. If they're going to make it really hard on parents, they need to make it really simple to accept all payment types, like Progressive. Here is another thing that I've learned over the years about the child support agency and these judges. You have to have something, or at least your lawyer has to have something that they can hand to a judge that the judge can see is the absolute reason why they should do what they're about to do. So in this case, what you want to do when you're in family court for any reason is you want, or actually when you're in family court, if you have children, what's about to happen is really bad, but you need to have some type of evidence to give to your lawyer or to give to the judge or whatever. And the best thing for that is to put, as soon as you find out that somebody is pregnant, or as soon as you find out that you're pregnant, you absolutely should put the Google Docs app on your phone. Usually when you have like an Android phone, you have to have a Gmail address, period. So if you already do, then inside the G Drive that you use or the Google Drive, they automatically give you 15 gigabytes. And since like 2018 or 2019, I forget exactly when, I've had a dedicated email address for the child support agency. And in that Gmail account, I add files, I add PDFs, I add pictures, everything. I add a lot of stuff to that Google Drive. And I have not even got a message that it's like half full yet. I haven't even seen that. Maybe it won't happen. I don't even know. But I can tell you this, that for the past, I would say, 5 years, I have used it heavily. I use it for everything. There's a lot of stuff in that account that I will never need, but it's there if I do. And as soon as you hear that somebody is pregnant, or as soon as you're pregnant yourself, you need to put the Google Drive, the app on your phone, and figure out how to use it. I use this all the time. Let's see. Like the other day, this is what I do now. I need to keep the receipts from Walmart. So what I do is once I go grocery shopping and I get the receipt from Walmart and I go out to my car to load it in the car, before I load the groceries in the car, I take a picture of the receipt and then upload it to my Google Drive under Walmart receipts. And then I throw the receipt away and I delete the picture that I just took off of my phone. So I still have the receipt, but it's up, quote, in the cloud. When you hit the term cloud, is really, really good marketing. And the cloud, all the cloud really is a data center somewhere. But it's always available. They have redundancy and backups built in for Google anyway. I don't know about any of the other ones like Dropbox. I do know that there is this application that you can use to synchronize your cloud device or cloud directories amongst each other. And that's pretty cool. So is not using your bandwidth at all, and it transfers from one to the other, and it transfers without you being involved at all, so it doesn't affect your data at all. And that is really cool. So what you need to be taking pictures of is the receipts or the photographs of your children. For any reason, you want to take those pictures and store them on your phone. That's it. That's what you want to do. And that's what you need to do all the time. Like when you go pick up your kid or you want to take a picture of your kid and you together, that's always a really good idea to do. And now you have to do this type of stuff, which is crazy. But every time you have any type of visitation with your child, I don't do this, but I would going forward. You need to take a picture of you and that child. And when you upload it, it attaches metadata to that file. So that file shows that you and your child were together on such and such date. You absolutely need to take a picture of that. And then what I have a Canva Pro account because I love Canva. But I'm pretty sure you should be able to do this for free. Upload if you need to go to family court for whatever reason, you're going to need to upload this picture or that picture or every one of those pictures to Canva, and the metadata that is associated with it for the day of whatever day it was, you need to make sure that that says that date on the picture. Like, for example, me and my child, you know, I picked up my child on this date. And that's what the picture will show you as a parent and the child on such and such date. And you need to be able to give that to the lawyer or show that to the judge for every single time that you're with your child. That evidence is undisputable, and you need undisputable evidence for everything in the courtroom. Nobody does this. Nobody ever told me. It's absolutely necessary, though. There are a lot of things. You know, you'll take pictures and upload documents, and chances are you will never need any of it. Like, for example, I have a lot of pictures and a lot of documents in that folder for the Child Support Agency. Probably most of which I will never use. But there was a payment thing in there the other day that I did use. And on the 26th, I usually take the envelope and then put the check right on top of the envelope. And then take a picture of that and upload it to my Google Drive. I even forgot to take that picture. So what I did this time was I took a picture of the front and the back of the receipt and the date and time that I mailed it, and I uploaded that to the cloud, and I'll probably never need it or use it because I have made the decision just to run out the clock on the Child Support Agency. I think in 2022 I was going to start up a case because I want that amount stopped. I don't want to be responsible for paying that anymore for a child that never ever contacts his father. So just now I was thinking, what I'm going to do about this current child support predicament is I'm going to send a letter to the chief judge in the family court system and ask them if they can submit an order to stop these payments from happening right now. I don't expect anything to happen from that because these judges, these family court judges and all judges, they all have the same Messiah complex. They can do what they want, and they do what they want all the time. As long as it's in the courtroom, they're covered. So Like, basically, it does not matter that they ruin a child's life. They don't care about ruining a family life. They're going to make a judgment, and that's it.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yes. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was, like, specifically written into the Constitution to go to debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.